ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet, the last messenger of Allah and his pure progeny, Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. It's my honor and privilege. It's with pride to be able to speak before you and to be able to, inshallah, spend the next few minutes on this episode talking about the one of the supplications of Sahifa Sajjadia. The program Bridge, we spent time in this episode or in this series on the du'as of Sahifa Sajjadia that Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam has left us with. The 10th dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyah's title is Fil Laja ila Allah Ta'ala, in seeking asylum, his supplication in seeking asylum with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we got to the part that we started to do tasbih of Allah, glorification of Allah, confessing that exalted is Allah, subhanaka. وَإِلَىٰ أَيْنَ مَذْهَبُنَا عَنْ بَابِكِ, where would we go from thy gate? Because there is no other real gate. Everything else is fake. It's yours. It's the only passage that we have from this dunya to hereafter. The only bridge, the real bridge from here to the hereafter is through you, O Allah. And we are returning to you, O Allah. Our raj'a, our return is to you. Subhanaka, glorification is for you. Glory, glory be to thee. We are nahnu al-mudtarruna alladhina awjabta ijabatahum. We are the distressed, the response to whom thou hast made incumbent. الَّذِينَ أَوْجَبْتَ إِجَابَتَهُمْ. What does that mean? It means that if you are in the state of اضطرار, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond you. Let's take a break and come back, inshallah.
رَبَّنَا
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana. رَبَّنَا
All right, we're back after this quick break. The state of اضطرار is one of those beautiful states in life that we should take advantage of. Have you ever experienced, have you ever gone through the state of اضطرار? Let me make some examples for you. You're working a good paying job, and based on your job and salary, you have bought a house, and you have taken a big loan, and based on your salary, you have bought a car, and you are so in much of need to your monthly check, to your paycheck. Why? Because there are certain payments that you have to pay. There are certain financial responsibilities that you have, and based on them, you have built up your dream for the rest of your life or for the next few years ahead of you, and all of a sudden, your boss gives you a layoff. They suspend you from work. You lose your job, or you lose certain hope that you have because a near family member is going through some sort of illness, God forbid, inshallah, and let's pray for all those who are going through illness so that inshallah they would have fast cure and fast recovery, fast healing. But every doctor that you go to, whether it's UK, US, elsewhere in the world, they tell you there's absolutely nothing that we can do. That state is called the state of distress. That state is the state of ithrar, where your hope from everyone else is cut off. You are disconnected from everywhere else. Yet the only gate that you can go to is the gate of Allah. The only door that you can knock is the door of Allah. That state, brothers and sisters, respected audience, that state is a very blessing moment and period in life. Try for yourself to keep the beauties of that state alive and intact for yourself. Why? Because it's in this state, نَحْنُ مُضْتَرُّونَ الَّذِينَ أَوْجَبْتَ إِجَابَتَهُمْ. If you're in that state, your dua is closer to be responded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obliged himself, has made it compulsory for himself to respond the dua of the one who is in the state of idtirar. Let's take a break and come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
We're back again with the last portion of this episode of the program Bridge. And we are talking about the last few lines of the 10th dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyah. Imam says, Subhanaka, Ya Allah, the glory be to thee. Glorification is for you. The exalted is you, or exaltedness belongs to you. Wa ahlu su, who we are. First, he said, we are the one, the distressed, the response to whom thou hast made incumbent, and wa ahlu su, we are the people from whom thou hast promised to remove the evil. Wa ahlu su, alladhina wa'adta al-kashfa anhum, we are drowned in bala, we are in trouble, we are seeking removal of all those troubles that we are delved in, that we are drowned in. And this is one of the things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once you are in a moment of tribulation, He has promised to take care of you if you seek refuge to Him. If you confess your distress and iftirar. One of the scholars went to Ayatollah Bahjat and said, Agha, teach me something. I have only a few more years of my life, maybe left. He was pretty old. And teach me something. We were used to be friends for a long time. And you found your way, you surpassed all of us, you made it to the peak, but we have been left on the bottom of the mountain, on the beginning of the road. Give us something, give us a piece of advice. Ayatollah Bahjat said, on one of my last visits to the shrine of Imam Rida alayhi salam, my heart was enlightened with a few pieces of advice from Imam Rida alayhi salam, and one of which was this, that Imam said, is there anyone that seeks refuge, truly seeks refuge to us as Ahlul Bayt, as the guardians from Allah, appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we do deprive them, we do avoid them access? No, that's not. Anyone who seeks refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to his appointed guardians, to our imams, they will accept them, they'll welcome them. If you are in this state of distress and difficulty, return to Allah and refer to Allah. May Allah help us all through the moments, the difficult moments of life. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mahdi in the program Bridge on RIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهن عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد